This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Opening statements in the trial against two Aurora Fire rescue paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain began this morning. Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chikoniak gave ketamine to the 23-year-old while he was detained by Aurora police. Defense attorney Shauna Beggins says the officer's actions prevented Cooper from immediately treating McClain.
He has no authority to intervene, and he has to calm the situation down.
Prosecuting attorneys argue that the paramedics ignored their training when treating McClain. President Biden toured the CS Wind Tower plant in Pueblo today. In prepared remarks, he said investment in clean energy technology, like in his signature Inflation Reduction Act, is good for the economy.
When I think climate, and I mean this sincerely, I think jobs. That's what climate's about. Not only saving lives and saving the environment, but jobs.
CS Wind says the law is creating hundreds of jobs in this part of Colorado. It's an area represented by Lauren Boebert in Congress. She and other Republicans have tried to undo the act. Colorado Springs City Council has approved a more than $428 million budget for the city next year. It includes a 4% raise for all sworn police and fire employees and those in the 911 call center. It also funds the fire department's homeless outreach program. The budget also cuts spending and pulls $10 million out of reserves to help cover costs. This is CPR News. You can come to CPR.org for statewide news.